When Doyle used his still powerful veto pen on the recent budget repair bill, he got rid of some wording lawmakers included that would have tied his hands when it came to moving money around. When the governor was done, he had a budget that let him cut about $270 million from state agencies, which is about $200 million more than lawmakers would have cut in the budget they passed. The lion's share of that money will come from the transportation fund, which lawmakers wanted to protect. Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch says his members support the governor's decision to cut government, but roads, school aids, and senior care should be left alone.
We are not in any way reducing the level that the governor wants to cut from state government. We are simply saying do not cut from our senior prescription drug program, do not raise our property taxes, and of course do not dip into the transportation fund.
Doyle has not indicated any plan to cut school funding or senior care, although he's not released details on where most of his cuts will come from. It takes a two-thirds vote of both houses of the legislature to override a governor's veto, which is why it rarely happens. In the assembly, that would mean it would take 66 votes if every lawmaker was in attendance when the vote was taken. Assembly Republicans only control 52 seats. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.